Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So Fed Chairman Powell is now saying that we need to have higher rates, that they need to keep going on for a while in order to really start affecting the policies and the, I suppose, inflation. But I got to tell you, folks, no, that we don't need the higher rates. They don't need to persist in order to really start fixing anything. We need to have better energy costs, and this goes to exactly what Kirk up in the UP, Upper Peninsula, had sent in earlier. And again, just wanted to mention it because that is the key, folks. That's the key in so many ways, is getting our energy costs down, and that would be a major, major, major boon to our economy and help to bring down inflation. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And, of course, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, if you'd like to check out social media links, and if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast and so forth, we sure appreciate that. And so head on over there if you have an opportunity. And of course, we're broadcasting this morning to all to our home radio station, I should say, of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And of course, with GCN distributing the program out to our great AM, if I can say that three times fast, AM and FM stations this morning. And here we go, folks. It is hour number three. And again, the number is 949-822-7959. And we've got Denise Simon back for another couple of segments here. Actually, three more segments counting this one. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, again, you know, I'm just absolutely, you know, we've been talking about Israel so very much. And I think it's the right thing because obviously this is going to affect, it could affect just about everybody on planet Earth before too long. I was just saying earlier that I was out earlier on Wednesday night, which would be my Wednesday night, and I saw some people putting up some signs on light posts that said, "Stop the United States supported genocide in Gaza." And so again, this propaganda message is really permeating, and it's kind of unfortunate because the United States, A, doesn't support genocide, and B, the Israelis aren't looking to do genocide.
Well, look, as I said a minute ago, I was talking about the humanitarian trucks going into Gaza virtually every single day. You know, it's 400 to 500 trucks a day from Israel, and it averages about 80 from from Egypt, and averages about 80 from Israel every day. Okay. So having said that, by the way, the UN food program to support whatever, including the Palestinians, do you know who runs the UN food program, by the way? Glad you asked. Cindy McCain.
Who is that?
Cindy McCain.
Oh, Cindy McCain. Okay. Of course. Yeah. Cindy McCain.
You guys remember Cindy McCain.
Oh, of course.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. She was the wife of John McCain. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, where is she on the righteous side of all of this? Okay. So, you know, before this war broke out on October the 7th, where was the genocide? Where was the occupation? Who was causing the plight? And I use air quotes on plight,
right,
of the Palestinians, because it wasn't Israel.
So, well, of course it wasn't.
I would say because of the money, because of the corruption, maybe it kind of got to the point where a lot of the money is to continue to promote this whole false notion that the Palestinians were, they were being persecuted. You know, there's a lot of money involved in this. It became its own enterprise. I don't think that Israel is telling the story that they need to be telling. And
you mentioned the word occupation, and that is a word that connotates that there is an area of land that Israel would be, quote, occupying, that maybe they shouldn't be. I mean, again, this is the connotation of that word. And this is what, you know, I think they want people to jump to conclusions about. But really, when the occupation, the term occupation from people in Hamas, for example, what they mean is that Israel exists, right? And that there's not a square inch of land that they think Israel is ever entitled to. So any Israel,
correct,
is occupation. And so I think,
correct,
that's that's really chilling.
Well, it's not just Hamas.
It's others,
these are
too,
all,
sure,
the Palestinian factions.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. So maybe we ought to ask just for fun, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon. Let's ask them, you know, the other neighboring countries.
Right.
The seedy neighborhood over there in the Middle East. Maybe we ought to ask their leadership. Should Israel exist? Let's start there and see who the real friends are.
Right. Well, and we might be really surprised, because this whole thing of being able to go against Israel is becoming almost chic, and that's really scary. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Hold on there real quick. We got to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. We will be right back. More with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue to race through and rocket through this Thursday morning edition of the program. And, of course, we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. And, oh, by the way, of course, we've got a brand new World Series champion baseball team, the Texas Rangers, of course, winning it in five. You got it. Winning it in five over the Arizona Diamondbacks, 5-0, by the way. And there was a lot of great baseball. I was able to catch most of the at least three of those games. And it was really something to see. But definitely a celebration going on right now for the Texas Rangers, and congratulations to them. Well, also, of course, congratulations to our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and welcome again back to the program.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we had a caller holding on, and maybe it looks like they might have drifted off there for a moment. Hopefully they'll call back. Generally speaking, Denise, we're continuing, of course, to just see this whole situation get worse. And I appreciate what you were saying about the governance of Gaza, that they've never really had, you know, at least Hamas doesn't have any serious intention of actually being a real government. And of course, now we've got the United States saying, the Biden administration saying, well, you know, we don't think that Hamas would have something to do in a post-war Gaza. And I'm thinking, well, yeah.
Well, let's bring this home for a second here, shall we? You know, it's really kind of mind-boggling, one, what is happening on our college campuses. So this tells us we have a whole nother crisis, not only, you know, with our Department of Education and education in general, but then you layer it on top of what these universities are allowing to happen and what is being taught and not taught at the university level, that we have these protests. And some of them are pretty violent, I might add. So we now have another layered problem when it comes to education and security, I might add. Because these Jewish students that are here or on student visas or that just happen to live here, there's a building problem here with social persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And then it permeates over into the House of Representatives, not only with Ilhan Omar, but Rashida Tlaib. And this conflict has been brought to official business of both the Senate and the House with Code Pink. And their demonstrations of putting blood on their hands and interrupting hearings and that kind of thing going on in the legislative process. But, of course, they just get escorted out. They don't get arrested like happened on January the 6th. And then, remaining here stateside, how much money does the United States send to certain factions of the United Nations in support of Palestinian causes, would argue all of which are corrupt? That's probably a very scary number. I haven't looked that up yet because there are many Palestinian factions. Then you need to look at the UN Security Council and see who's going to be on that. Oh, Iran. UN Security Council, Iran. Okay. So we have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then we send a whole bunch of money over to Israel to sustain their country and for security. All right, I get it. But we also do the same thing. We send money to Jordan. We send money to Turkey. We send money to China. We send money to, all these countries. So what we're saying is they're not self-sustainable. Well, heck, we're not sustainable. We're the one that's sitting here at, what, $33, $34 trillion in debt? So do you see how there's such a cascade of all of this? There's such a domino set. That happens here. And I think if we started putting pen to paper and started, because one thing's going to lead to seven more when you start doing the research, we are sending so much money abroad for all kinds of ridiculous reasons. And then when it comes to the point where we actually need to send the money, for countries to survive, in a legitimate war, then all of a sudden we don't have any, and then we're going to have to go find some money, and, so then it causes, our new speaker, Mike Johnson, to figure out that, okay, well, we're going to take some money out of this additional mm-hmm. funding that went to the IRS, and that's how we'll pay for Israel.
Right.
But I would argue, why don't we start looking at climate change money? Why don't we claw back COVID money
that
money instead of new money,
Yeah, surely not. My goodness, I don't know. That would be anathema. I don't know. They might go tilt, like a pinball machine or something if you say that too loud. I tell you what, Denise, we've got Backgammon Bob holding on the line. Would you like to take a call here real quick?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Backgammon Bob, good morning.
No way that they can exist except unless they make themselves into Fortress Israel and just totally take over the Palestinian part of it, because that's a religious war. There's two cultures that cannot coexist together. And all of the Palestinians at heart are dedicated to the destruction of Israel because of their religious teaching and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only solution. And all this diplomacy and stuff is just going to be a total band-aid that will never work.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Denise, what do you think about that? Could you hear Backgammon Bob?
I could not hear a word.
Okay, Backgammon Bob, were you on a speaker by any chance?
Well, I had to call you from the Alexa because for some reason when I called in using my cell phone, it wouldn't get through to you.
Oh no. Okay. Well, that's bad. So yeah, basically here, let's see if we can change that a little bit. Okay, go ahead and say again to Denise what you wanted to ask about.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that Israel has to turn itself into a fortress, totally wall, take over the Palestine because they cannot exist. As they're two cultures that will not exist together because the Palestinians have a culture that demands the destruction of Israel at the core of their religion.
Okay. So did you hear that part, Denise?
I did. Okay, I mean, it is a fortress. It's absolutely a fortress already. You know, as I've said, I mean, no other country, no other citizens in a country has to live like Israel has to live. And it's really outrageous when you think about it. So I think you have to go the other way instead of just protecting yourself. I think you have to be offensive and go after pretty much every single terror operation that is under the authority of Tehran, of the mullahs. And
one more thing is Israel is like a house in which the main part of the house is okay, but they got this bedroom in which a bunch of criminals are living. They're trying to take over and kill the residents of the house, and you cannot have that.
Correct. Correct.
Well, indeed.
There was an interesting piece that I think John Roberts of Fox News did when he was over there, and that was there are all of these gun ranges that Israel had, and people are now buying where they felt like they never really needed them before because they had a sense of security, but now they're not only buying guns, but they're actually going to, you know, learn about weapons and not only how to shoot, but why you shoot and who to shoot.
Well, and that's because they had people that were killed in their homes. And
correct.
You're right, they had a sense of security, but then the very worst happened, no doubt about that. Thanks, Backgammon Bob, for the call. We'll talk to you again real soon. Denise, hold on. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break, everybody. We're going to be right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, your telephone calls, and much more. Thursday morning edition, everybody. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 26th day. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset of October 7th, the total death toll has exceeded 10,000 people. President Biden is in Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
About making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All right, a little Billy Joel bringing us back in. Folks, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. We have so much more to tell you about here on the program this morning. And before we get right back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, I want to let you know that AM860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet and greet session and guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets, again, available now at theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. All right, well, let's head on over and get back here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And once again, folks, I want to also let you know that you want to head over to FoundersCode.com and check out all of the great articles that Denise Simon has over there for you to peruse. So good morning again, Denise. My pleasure.
Thank you. Good morning.
Of course. Well, you know, we're talking about Israel. We're talking about all things having to do with this, again, because this is going to be pivotal. I think it's going to be pivotal in the election as well. Foreign policy just went to pretty much the top of the list in terms of qualifications that people may be looking for in a candidate. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is that we don't know when this conflict's going to be over. We have no concept, no idea. But having said that, for the sake of argument, Israel is going to have to work diligently on the other side of this to determine, one, what happens with Gaza, what happens with the Palestinians. But they're also going to have to work hard on, I would call, restoring their reputation. you know, still today, there are a lot of people that, although it's been proven false, that believe that Israel bombed the hospital. And then yesterday or day before yesterday, allegedly bombed a refugee camp or settlement, which clearly it was not. They just automatically call it that. There's going to be an additional problem there for Israel. Mm-hmm. Kind of bringing this back to stateside again, I would also say that be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, because it very well could be that the Biden administration is going to say any of the Palestinians that decide they want to apply for asylum here in the United States, they're automatically going to grant, 50,000 or whatever the number is. So be prepared for that one. I kind of feel it in my bones that that's coming.
Well, I think you'd have to be very careful, what kind of vetting would go on for that, because obviously,
none.
Yeah, see, that's the answer, none.
We don't vet any of them now.
Right.
There's nothing to vet against. There's nothing there.
And so then you have another group of people that is not vetted. There would be some legitimate people who want to get away from Hamas and that whole thing.
Then let them go to Jordan.
Well, precisely. Precisely.
Let them go to Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
Precisely. Precisely. We got another call on the line here. Denise, line two, you're on the program. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Claire, and I'm calling from Largo, Florida.
Okay.
And I have a theory that goes back to the Bible. And Abraham, according to the Bible, was called out of Ur of the Chaldees, was given the land that is now Israel from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates down to Saudi Arabia. And they have never they've never had that land, and the first commandment that God gave to Moses says, "Thou shalt have no other god before me," and there come the Muslims with their other god, Allah, which the true God, if my theory is correct, it is the cause of all this trouble. And
yeah.
It is a war that has no solution until Jesus Christ comes back and solves the whole problem. So as far as taking the side of the Palestinians.
Uh-oh.
Are you still there? Are you still there? Okay. We might have lost
you.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's some kind of audio problem.
You know, there's some truth to what she says. There's some truth to what she says because I was actually watching some documentaries the other night on Egypt, and fascinatingly enough, I've been to Egypt. I spent a month there several years ago, and in Cairo, and you can go down the Nile all the way down to Luxor. But Egypt is where the Coptic Christians were. Christians. And now it's been occupied by Islam. So
well there is there is a definite religious component. What worries me though too is many people in the world may not subscribe to either Judaism, Christianity, or Islam, but yet they live in a secularized society, and they're still more than happy to sort of side with Hamas, do the chants about the river to the sea, et cetera, et cetera. And they're not, it's almost like they're blissfully unaware of the religious history, that is legitimate history, about that whole region.
Well,
Oh, I think we got the caller back. I think we got the caller back, Denise. Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Well, you see, if you're in a search for the truth, and you wonder why these people can never seem to get organized, and why the battle just goes on and on and on, well, then you can take your own opinion about what is the cause.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I'm saying that if you go to the first commandment and you take it on a biblical basis, it makes a lot of sense. And it just... That's my opinion, and I just thought I'd...
Well, we appreciate that. Well, Claire, thank you from Largo, Florida. Thanks for calling. Call back anytime.
All right.
All right, take
care. You're welcome, and good night.
Good night. Thank you, Claire. All right. Yeah, Denise, she's definitely... I think trying to talk about the history here, and
she's trying to put it in historical context. That's right.
Right.
And hat tip for doing the work. Yes, appreciate
indeed.
The insight. Yeah.
And it does seem though, of course, because Israel, the Israelis or the Jewish people, they were a diaspora for what, 1900 years or something like that before the modern day state of Israel was reconstituted.
Well, yeah, and how much is Israel, in this land, how much have they given up already? The Golan Heights, the West Bank, which, by the way, the West Bank is also a concocted manufactured name. then you've got the Al-Aqsa Mosque. What was there before that?
See
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they gave, they gave up Gaza. So, I would say to Israel, stop giving it up. Stop. We're done with this.
Because
it
doesn't work.
If somebody wants to give up land, let it be Jordan.
Well, right, because all the land that's been given up was given up under the assumption, and good faith, by the way, that this would somehow help to stop the conflict. But it was just another incremental encroachment onto Israel and with the ultimate idea of destroying them.
And you can say the same thing about Lebanon. Lebanon used to be Christian.
Right, right. Well, Denise Simon, thanks for spending time with us here this morning. Of course, we're going to talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, good deal. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, stay right there. Coming back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
(949) 822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. And, of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here this morning as we race through and rocket through this Thursday morning edition live. And, of course, we want to hear from you this morning. Once again, 949-822-7959. Let's head on over to the telephone line. We've got our good friend, Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great this morning, and here we go. It's almost the weekend. I keep telling myself that. It's almost the weekend. But we have a lot to talk about. So, you know, what do you think in terms now? Yesterday we talked, of course, about the Fed kept the rates the same. But it looks like Fed Chairman Powell is talking about the idea that the higher rates need to persist in order to affect Fed policy choices. So we just got to keep them high, or what do you think?
I think the market's going to probably dictate that to some degree, but everything that I look at, and, you know, I've been talking about this a lot, you know, the whole concept, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck, and that means, you know, you take a look at all of the things that we're looking at when it says the economy, it's all pointing towards a recessionary environment to me. And again, it doesn't change what I do in regards to how I run my business or I hand my portfolios. I just think it's the reality out there. We're constantly being told that, it's a very strong economy. It's weird how a lot of pundits and journalists, they get lockstep with these things, with these, you know, ridiculous moronic numbers. I'd like to remind everybody that they didn't even call the financial crisis, the Great Recession, a recession until a year later. That's when the actual recession high priests, and these are people that reside up in Cambridge, there's the NBER, National Bureau of Economic Research. They're the ones that actually make the call on whether or not it's a recession. I think I remind everybody, you know, one of the, we had 2 quarters of negative economic growth. That signals a recession. They didn't call that. But, you know, and I take a look around, you know, in regards to what's going on. You've got, credit card debt that continues to rise. You know, you talk about some of the inflationary aspects. Take a look at the manufacturing numbers. There's a lot of things that to me are signaling up most certainly a slowdown. Even, you know, companies on their conference calls right now are being very, very cautious about the fourth quarter and moving forward. So yeah, I do think that the economy is slowing. So I think that, you know, they can stay higher for longer, but I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Well, also, the Biden administration right now, they're approving some $9 billion more, I guess, in loan forgiveness for about 125,000 student loan borrowers. And part of this, you know, you hear the talk about, well, you know, they can't afford to pay it back, and if they can't afford to pay it back, or if they do try to pay it back, well, they're not going to spend their money in other parts of the economy, and that's going to have a huge impact. Does it really have that huge an impact, do you think?
Well, gee whiz, you know, I can't afford to spend my mortgage money on other parts of the economy either, but I did borrow the money, and I should probably pay it back.
Right.
It's nonsensical to me. I mean, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, that they keep repeating again and again and again. They can't afford to pay. It's bad. It's going to be bad for the economy. I mean, they borrowed the money. They borrowed it from the taxpayers. They borrowed it from us. I don't know what loan forgiveness is this. I don't know if this is an extension of some of the stuff that Obama put into place back in during the, you know, Great Recession when they took over student loans. I don't know. But you can't get a little bit pregnant here. Either we're going to decide the way of Europe and, you know, making college education, you know, the burden of the taxpayers. But if that's the case, you know, you're going to see, I mean, you would probably see about 75% of the colleges and universities would have to go under. I mean, they always talk about that. Oh yeah, it's free in Europe, but, you know, not everybody gets to go like they do here.
Right. Well, exactly. And, of course, as you mentioned, they borrowed it from the taxpayers. So I think that's the only reason Biden can do this or that with it, because generally speaking, he doesn't have the power to cancel loans. Even Nancy Pelosi had said that early on, but then she changed her tune, probably when they figured out, well, politically, we want to make sure this kind of keeps going.
Well, that's one of the ways they use, you know, the powers that be and the media uses language to deceive people, that, you know, quite frankly might be, you know, ignorant to how things actually work. They say it's going to cost the government this. The government is, it doesn't cost the government anything. It costs the taxpayers. We're the government. We're the ones that fund government. That's who it's going to cost. It's the burden is always on the taxpayer.
Well, indeed. And then also it looks like I saw an article earlier today saying that the cost to retire is going to continue to go up, basically, as they try to crack down on the junk fees, evidently. The Biden administration says they want to do that now.
You hear about this. I don't know. You know, they call them junk fees. I don't know what junk fees are considering. But to be honest, you know, if you are a habitual, you know, someone who is overdrafting one's account, and, you know, I don't get this. I mean, you know, you're costing the bank time and money because they have to front you money that you don't have and have to do all of these things. I mean, shouldn't there be a penalty associated with that? I don't know. I mean, you know, to me, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, obviously people make mistakes from time to time, and you can work that out. You know, for example, I make a payment for, let's say, my car, and it gets lost in the mail. And then, you know, oh, you didn't pay it. I was like, yeah, I did. And this is the check number. And I, you know, call up, and I said, I did pay it. I make the payments on time. Take the, you know, that $20 fee off. They do. You know, they can see that you're paying on a regular basis, and things happen. But, you know, you got to have something to deter, you know, behavior that's wrong. I'm not sure what junk fees is talking about.
Well,
it's silly.
Well, no, but I agree. And it's almost as if we're supposed to live, or at least the federal government, to some degree, wants you to live in a consequence-free existence. You know, that every single thing, like you're saying, if you take out the loan, you need to pay it back. But yeah, we don't need to do that anymore because now it's just burdensome to pay it back. So it's as if they want to try to fix everything for everybody, but then nobody actually gets to realize that, you know, that you have to take responsibility. It's almost that we're going to be responsibility free.
Well, you know, if that's the case, what am I spending all of my money? I mean, it's not just that. It's just it comes down to policing the country. I mean, I saw a story the other day. Now in Washington, D.C., they don't, you know, at CVS's and certain stores, they don't even put toilet paper out. There's just a picture of it there. So I got to go to the store, and I got to wave down a worker to get something off the shelf. Again, we think we're so star-spangled awesome here in this country. You know, like I said, I get to travel. I mean, I can go to stores in Europe. Well, they'll have a stack of MacBooks, you know, laid out right there because they're not worried because no one's going to steal them.
Really?
And, wow. You know, here, yeah, oh, yeah, it's not like going to have it here in the United States. You can do that here in the United States. You know, people would, the bad guys would recognize that there'd be some sort of flash mob and those things would be stolen. Why? Because there's no consequences for anyone's actions. So, you know, again, you need to enforce the rule of law. Why have the rule of law? We just everybody carry a gun and we'll just, you know, run an anarchistic society if that's the case where everybody's going to be all on their own. But, you know, you're actually starting to see some of the crazy left-wingers that push for all of this nonsense, defunding the police and Black Lives Matter and all of these ridiculous, DAs around the country push back against that now because they've absolutely destroyed urban areas in the country, and it's sad.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and you almost feel like a fool. Not really, but for sake of argument, you feel like a fool standing there at CVS waiting to pay for your purchases, and when somebody can just come in and fill up a duffel bag, you know, it's crazy. It's as if there's something that's ruptured in our society for that.
Oh, absolutely. Again, we're not doing it right. It's not the case. It's not how things are supposed to be. I have to explain this to my children on a regular basis when they see things in the news, and I'm like, guys, I mean, we're doing it wrong. Okay, I didn't grow up in a world like this. This wasn't the case. I mean, it's nonsense. It really is.
It really, really, truly is. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. And, of course, people can hear you right here on AM 860 The Answer as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Hey, Chris, take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski. And again, yes, you can hear him on AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays and 5 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. Stay right there, everybody. We're coming right back after your top of the hour.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.